tēnā koutou katoa. Now, boot camps run by Oranga Tamariki alongside other agencies and providers will be rolled out by the middle of this year. And it's this government's approach to cracking down on serious youth offending. Now, we're joined by Children's Minister Karen Quire to talk to us a little bit more about this. Nā reira, tēnā koe, Karen, no mai hara mai.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Pai katoa. Hey, you know, this is a big deal, eh? And I, you know, we want to know, will boot camps work? They've tried it before, but failed, and we've heard testimonies of that often on our show and throughout different other platforms. What do you think will make this iteration work?
I think what we need to, like, take a step back and just actually discuss that this is not a boot camp. This is a military-style academy which has an all-round balanced approach from many different organisations and community groups. It's not about sending these young people off to some kind of boot camp where they're going to be screamed in their faces. This is actually a rehabilitative programme for serious youth offenders that are actually out committing crimes over and over again in our community. We owe it to them to do everything we possibly can to give them the tools they need to turn their lives around. This is not anything that we've tried before. We are bringing multiple organisations to the table. We're bringing defence, police, corrections, Oranga Tamariki, and we will also have community organisations sitting around the table creating a programme that will work for each individual young person, because we need to base it on what they need, and it can't be a one-size-fits-all approach. That hasn't worked in the past, and I'll agree, it wasn't done as well as it probably could have. So that is why we are creating this new program, which will wrap around the young person and their family to make sure that they have the best chance when they leave the youth justice facility.
Tēnā koe. Now, Oranga Tamariki has been subject to damning reports after including instances of physical abuse and inappropriate sexual behaviour by staff. So how can they manage this particular program and what you're talking about just previously, just being a place for people to heal, grow, learn, all of those things?
Yeah, we have to have that trauma-based approach when it comes to our young people. Let's face it, they didn't come to the attention of the police and before the courts for no reason. Often they're victims themselves, and often they're suffering a great trauma in their lives themselves. So this is not just about punishment and consequences. It has to be about healing as well. And I absolutely agree with you. And that's why I think it's so important that what we didn't do well before was actually follow up. Not just sending them back into the same environment that they came from, but working with the family, bringing the family on this journey too, because often these families have been very broken, and it's about helping them to heal too, so that together this young person has a better chance.
How can you ensure that Oranga Tamariki will uphold that?
I'm working very closely alongside Oranga Tamariki, and I've set my expectations of what I would like to see with this program. But it's not just about Oranga Tamariki. This won't just be Oranga Tamariki running this program. It will be corrections, it'll be police, it'll be defence, and it will also be some iwi-led programs in there too, because we need to make sure that the communities are involved. They know these young people, they can wrap around these young people when they return to the community. So it's not just Oranga Tamariki running this program. It's a multi-agency approach to make sure it's well-balanced and that the young person gets everything they need to turn their lives around.
Tēnā koe. And you know, all of those, police, Oranga Tamariki have, again, they've in the past have always had run-ins with rangatahi and youth offenders in general, and it doesn't tend to go well. So I was wondering, just outside of iwi and marae and all those other places that you spoke about, Who else are you talking to get advice on these projects?
So there are lots of people around the table. We also have people, we will be having people in there that actually specialise in trauma-informed care as well around the table to make sure that we're getting this right. But I understand your reservations. I've been let down by the system myself growing up, and that's why I'm utterly determined to make sure we don't let any more kids down. I know what it feels like when the system lets you down, and I'm determined to make sure that I'm not going to let the system let these kids down. We have to do everything we possibly can. Will every young person turn their life around? I can't promise that. But if most of them do, then to me that's a success. And also the success will be bringing the families together so they can heal together.
Kia ora, tēnā koe. You know, lots of people might think that this is a bit hasty, putting this project and making it move pretty quick in lots of people's eyes. Would you think that maybe it would have been better to talk first and then make some of those changes?
We campaigned on, National campaigned on this, and we campaigned on cracking down on serious youth offending. This is something that all parties saw as an issue during the campaign. I'm very determined to make sure that young people don't appear before the courts in the first place. So I don't want these young people ending up within this program. Let's get that straight. We're also working on programs to try and avoid them coming before the courts and ending up in these youth justice facilities in the first place. But what we also need to acknowledge is that once they are there, we can't just give up on them. And that's why I want to make sure that as soon as possible, we've got the tools that they need in place so they can have a better life.
Tēnā koe. How much will this cost?
So I can't talk about the costings right now, but I'm very confident that this will be financed and run well. This is a coalition agreement between our parties, and we're all determined to make sure that our young people have a better life.
Tēnā koe. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen. Thank you. Enjoy your afternoon.
Appreciate it. Bye.
There you have it. That's the Children's Minister, Karen Kwaa, joining us to talk about the boot camps, which is this coalition government's approach to cracking down on serious youth offending. It's going to be run by Oranga Tamariki alongside other agencies, as she mentioned, community groups, the police, iwi groups as well, but this should start to roll out by the middle of the year. Tēnā koutou.